My name is Kamala Burton.
I'm Taylor.
I am Jessica.
Derek.
We're XR Church.
Angie Walknut.
Clave.
Caitlin.
Carissa Mars.
I'm Clark.
I'm Kelly Goff.
Andrew Winston.
Joe.
Shana.
Jesus.
Alex O'Toole.
From Tupelo, Mississippi.
From Round Rock, Texas.
From Lincoln, Nebraska.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma.
From Phoenix, Arizona.
From Salt Lake City, Utah.
Tijuana, Mexico.
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm from Orange County, California. And I am.
And I am.
And I am.
I am.
And I am.
Yo soy.
Leading second.
Leading second.
I'm leading second.
Leading second.
Leading second.
Leading second.
Leading second.
What's up, Leading Second? Welcome back to season 3 of the Leading Second podcast. My name is Brandon Stewart, and we are so excited and honored that you're here today. We have created Leading Space for all of us who lead from the middle. So if you lead, but you're not in charge, if you serve a vision bigger than you, then Leading Second is for you. So welcome home. Welcome to our tribe today. And last episode, we kicked off season 3, and we're excited to release new episodes every Thursday morning. For a lot of this year, just in a hope to fuel you as a leader. And today I'm kicking off a new episode concept. I have some guests joining me today. And throughout this year, we're going to have some discussions to unpack what we've been talking about on the podcast. And my first guest that is joining me the entire year this year is my beautiful wife, Lindsay Stewart.
Hello.
Co-founder of Leading Second, CEO of Putting Up With All My Ministry Ideas. And, I love that we get to do this together.
Me too.
I love that you're going to be on here. Thank you for saying yes.
Thank you for asking me.
I think you are always the one people end up talking about when you're on our interviews anyways. So I'm just going to keep you around for all of them now.
That's like a really high bar to set like before we get started.
You always clear the bar, baby. You always clear the bar. And then I'm joined by my good friend, Pastor Josh Bingle.
Hey, hey.
Lead pastor of Genesis Church in Spokane, Washington.
Spoketucky.
And I'm going to make you be here all year. Because you know, when I first called you like a couple years ago, or even before we launched Leading Second, I kind of pitched this idea like, let's have these panel discussions. Like I have this vision for like my version of The View or something on Leading Second.
What a weird vision to have.
I know, I'm so sorry. Like I just wanted to do this.
Great.
And so I'm making you do this now.
Here for
and I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah,
you have a lot to offer. And we're going to make you talk out of the lead pastor perspective all year.
Gotcha. Can do.
So no pressure. Help us get it right.
Yes.
No, it's going to be good. And throughout the year, these guys are going to be here with me. We're going to have some other guests joining us throughout the year, popping in just to help us navigate some discussions.
Great.
Yeah.
So this month we kicked off this conversation of leading in the tensions. And we talked about this idea that in leadership, in the middle, in the second chair, if you want to call it that, we are going to experience tensions. It's not an if, it's a when. That we lead on all sides. John Maxwell calls it the 360 degree leader. Yeah. So we lead on all sides. We lead up, we lead down, we lead laterally, which by the way, we have an online course that talks about that if you want to check that out on leadingsecond.com. But if we lead all the way around, we're going to experience tensions all the way around. We're going to be open to not always a perfect leadership scenario. Mm. And I think some of the things we add up along the way is when we experience tensions, something is wrong. Mm. We actually don't think that though, that there are tensions that come that are actually positive, productive tensions for us if we can navigate through them. I guess, Josh, maybe kick us off. Tension doesn't indicate a problem.
Right.
If you're experiencing some of these tensions, it doesn't necessarily indicate something is wrong. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think tension is natural. It's going to happen. There's tension in leadership because there's tension between people, and leadership is people. Otherwise, that's not leadership. Yeah. You're just, I forget who said it, but a leader without any followers is just out for a walk.
Yeah. Right.
And so there's going to be tension because there's people. And there's a big prevailing thought in our culture that like if something feels yucky, I try and avoid it. And in leadership, we're not trying to avoid tension. In fact, there's lots of times where I want to leave people in tension, to stretch them, to grow them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This might not be great leadership, but sometimes I create tension around people to see how they function before I let them take higher levels of leadership. So we're not trying to avoid tension. Tension doesn't mean something's wrong. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it's a natural part of leading, so stop trying to avoid it.
Well, and I think we painted this picture in our opening episode that an instrument, you know, a guitar needs the right amount of tension in order to play music.
Yes.
Without tension, it's just a bunch of dull strings. Now, too much tension and it breaks.
Right.
So we're not talking about a breaking, but we are talking about maybe a pressing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the right amount of tension that actually allows God to play a song, you know, through us. Lindsay, what do you think about this thought? I wrote this down the other day. It's not our leader's job to relieve the tensions that we're experiencing. Like, it's not their job to get us out of the tension.
Totally. I feel like sometimes you, well, like you said, like you could even potentially like create some tension around someone. I think it's not my pastor's job to even like maybe even know that I'm dealing in the tension, you know? Like, I think sometimes I guess I usually am trying to kind of not bring that to my pastor unless like it's something that I really need his help with.
Sure.
But that's something that like we have to come to the point in ourselves that we're learning that's something to manage, not to get rid of. And so how do we manage that? And I think that's kind of what we're going to cover through all of this year is like through these different tensions, like how do I manage when both of these sides is a yes or both of, you know, like how do I manage that? And I don't think that I don't think it's not our pastor's job to get us out of it. It's not our job to get out of it. It's you have to learn how to manage it. It's okay. And even though it's uncomfortable, I feel like you said, the tension stretches us that's where we grow. That's where our capacity gets bigger.
Yeah.
If we can learn to manage that, that's how we get better. Like, you know, you look back 5 years and you're so much different and hopefully a better leader and a bigger person than you were 5 years ago. But that's because you've been stretched in some of these tensions, you know?
Yeah. And what God stretches, he's faithful to fill.
Right.
So just remember that in that stretching and that process of growing your capacity, it's not so that God can prove a point and be like a mean kid. He's stretching you because he wants to fill you with more.
Yep.
And it requires a greater capacity to carry the grace for the next season or the fresh filling of the anointing that God wants to put in your life.
That's
so
really
the tension
good.
Is a good thing.
I think it's important to understand what tension is not. So when we're talking about tension is not anxiety.
Yes.
So we're not talking about an internal sense of anxiety or something that is hurt or broken. So we're not talking about that. Tension is also not conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're experiencing conflict on your team or conflict with somebody else, that needs to be brought.
Good.
The Bible teaches us to address conflict. Yep. So we're not talking about conflict and we're not talking about problems we experience. That in ministry, problems need to be solved.
Yeah.
So you walk into a room and the light bulb is out, you change the light bulb. That is a problem that needs to be solved. So we're not talking about any of those things. We're talking about two seemingly opposing ideas that we could say yes to either one.
Right.
Yeah. And actually maybe the situation is asking us to say yes to both.
Absolutely.
And that is the place of growth. So
Great. So
this is a both and conversation we're going to have all year long. I think the thing I'd want every leader in the middle to hear and even start saying to themselves this year, like maybe you could just adopt some language, is this tension is good for me.
That's really good.
Like just say to yourself, Josh is writing this down on his paper right now.
I'm 700 years old.
I'm so glad that just hit you like that. This tension is good for me.
That's
good. That tension produces spiritual fruit. How am I going to have the fruit of the Spirit if I don't have some tension that produces it? You know, like where does patience come from? Where does kindness come from? I mean, it comes from these very real places where we have to make our way through those. And I think we can remind ourselves, God has been faithful to me in past tensions and he'll be faithful to me now in this tension, that I'm not alone in this, that God is with me, God is for us. In fact, I just really hope everybody listening hears that throughout this year, the God factor in all this, that God is with us in the tension. In fact, to me, the word says in Hebrews chapter 4, that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. I mean, mm-hmm. he knows, Jesus knows all of these tensions, all of these things going on. He is well aware because he's been there. He's been right in our shoes. And I think we can take confidence in that.
Great.
I love that idea that God knows your tension. Because I feel like there's the God factor where God knows your tension, but I think it's also a lot of where you need to bring others into that. So whether that's a coworker that you're like, hey, how do I manage? Like, don't do it alone is what I'm trying to say. You know, don't do it alone as far as keep God in the mix of the tension, and don't do it alone. Keep others in the mix of the tension. So if you, I know like a lot of times in tensions, there's places to get backwards really easy either way. And so, I think having someone around you that is really, strong, that has your pastor's vision, maybe they're on your team, maybe they're on a different team, you know, a different church, but they have your pastor's, they understand where your church is going so that they can say, you're kind of thinking wrong about this. Let me help you with the tension. Mm-hmm. You know, like it, maybe it's pulling on one side a little too much and we need to get back to the center here. So I think making sure that God is you're always bringing God back into those tensions, but then also like who else have you invited into that?
Yeah. So good. So good. I want to give everybody a roadmap for where we're headed this year. Every month is going to kick off on the first Thursday of the month with a solo episode where I'm going to bring a new thought on a new tension that we experience leading from the middle. And then the rest of the month, we're going to unpack it with this panel, with other interviews we have lined up. So you're going to want to hit the subscribe button. You're going to want to make plans to make this a part of your world, and don't just listen alone. Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, listen to it in the gym or driving somewhere, but schedule some time with your team. And we're going to provide some discussion questions. You'll find links in some of the descriptions and on leadingsecond.com. We're going to provide some discussion questions just to help you have some of these catalyst conversations for you and your team in hopes that we can all be better. So it's going to be a good year.
I'm excited.
We're going to have some fun, and we hope you'll be part. So we love you, Leading Second. We've created this space for you. We are for you. We are in your corner. We're walking this with you every single day. So if we can help in any way, reach out to us through Instagram or for leadingsecond.com. We'd love to pray for you and help you in any way we can. Until next time, Leading Second, let's run strong for the kingdom and lead in an uncommon way together.
For more information, go to leadingsecond.com, where you can find our digital magazine. You can also follow us on Instagram @leadingsecond to keep up with our community of uncommon church builders.